Monkeys Fighting Robots Nation, how we doing? I'm Matt Sardo, the founder of Monkeys Fighting Robots and the creator of Pop Axiom. If you have not made it over to Pop Axiom, we shifted our focus to Monkeys Fighting Robots to primarily comic books. So comic book reviews, news, and op-ed is on Monkeys Fighting Robots. And then I created Pop Axiom, which is focused on film, TV, streaming services like Amazon, Hulu, Netflix. So Pop Axiom is going to be where you want to go for your film and TV reviews and opinions and craziness going on over there. But Monkeys Fighting Robots is still going strong, and definitely check it out, because I'm also working on a Tales from Monkeys Fighting Robots weekly comic book strip, comic strip with artist Jamie Jones, where we talk about, actually we talk about the battle between the monkeys and the robots that is taking place right now. So it's kind of like a Band of Brothers meet Planet of the Apes kind of thing going on there. It's cute. It's cute. We have lots of explosions and robots fighting monkeys, which is in the title of our website. Definitely check it out. The big news I wanted to talk to you about today was I saw Avengers Endgame yesterday. Tuesday was the press screening in Orlando. And thank you to the folks at Disney for inviting me to the Orlando screening, since I live in Tampa. And my wife still doesn't understand why I drove 4 hours yesterday to watch a film, you know, 2 hours there, 2 hours back. And her and I will just agree to disagree on that fact right there. But I thought about recording this podcast yesterday when I still had all the goosebumps, but I wanted to kind of just like sit on it for a little bit and just kind of like let it just simmer in my brain and let me just enjoy it. Because there's a gazillion reviews of Avengers Endgame out right now in every corner shape of the world. And I would definitely try to avoid most of them, because it's really hard to talk about the film without spoiling it. And that's what I'm going to attempt to do right now. So if you want to go into the film and just enjoy the film the way you were, you know, scot-free and everything, you know, maybe hold on to this podcast and kind of sit back and relax and listen to it with me, you know, grab some scotch and we can talk about the film together after you see the film, because I'm going to do my best to not spoil the film for you. But the film is really hard to talk about without spoiling the film. But with that said, I didn't know that the amount of goosebumps that I could be given in a single film. There is at least 5 major goosebump moments, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. These moments are really impressive that the Russo brothers gave to us and that the Marvel Cinematic Universe gave to us. By the way, I liked the film. I thought the film was really good. I enjoyed it immensely. And it's probably the best of the MCU films as far as everything that happens. Because finally we are past the origins. No more origin stories. Please do not give me any more origin stories. And we are in like a 6-issue maxi or 12-issue maxi series of a comic book. Like, this is a comic book movie. When they say comic book movies and crossovers and everything, like Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame, that is your giant crossover that you've been hoping for. And Endgame was everything that a comic book has ever been and more. I just blown away by how crazy and how Marvel's not holding back now. They're not holding back on any, you know, before they used to hold back like, oh, it's got to be in a grounded world, it's got to be this, it's got to be that, you know, and they always held back a little bit from it. And then Infinity War hit and you're like, okay, we're not really holding back that much anymore. And this film, they're like, yeah, whatever you thought we were holding, you know, holding back in Infinity War, here's Endgame, boom. And they just give you all the comic book insanity that is there. With that said, you know, there are pros and cons of being a comic book. you know, as a comic book nerd, I was like, this is amazing. This is the most amazing thing that I've ever seen on screen, and head to toe, like, cheers to just emotional blubbering all over the place. Like, this is, it just hits all the right feelings right there. You know, it was just, it's just pretty much awesome. I mean, I'm going to break this up into like three parts. There's the first part of the film, and then there's the bulk of the middle, and then there's like kind of the finale, the beginning where they kind of just kind of, where are they now kind of thing, post Infinity War. Brilliant. However, where every character goes, how every character's, you know, plot line arc moves forward, I was like, this is amazing. This is really good. You know, and they took the time. And these were like little personal moments in the film. So you got a little bit from each character. And God, it's insane how you can have that many characters in a film and then still give me little pieces of each one. And I have all these different memories in my head of like, okay, you know, this is Hawkeye, this is Hulk, this is Thor, this is Black Widow, this is Iron Man, this is Captain America, you know, this is Rhodey, this is, you know, Rocket Raccoon. I'm trying to think of who else. There's so many, you know, the people from Wakanda. There's so many different elements, but they are vividly in my head of those little personal moments. And that is amazing. I should grab a thesaurus right now so I can just go through the amazing list and just keep changing it. And that's what we do. We're going to grab the thesaurus. All right, so we're going to flip through to amazing. Hopefully my kid didn't rip up my book that much. And just so you know, you should always have one of these. Mine is probably like pretty close to 20 plus years old now. Amaze effect. Alarm. Astonishing. Ah, that's the thing. It was astonishing. Yeah, so I'm holding my thesaurus in my hand. I'm probably going to take a picture of this and put it on Instagram so that we can talk about it. But all these personal moments, they, just the way they were written and how they're ingrained in my head. And it was awesome. And then once they decide to, you know, do whatever they want to do to figure out how to fix what happened in Infinity War, that middle part is such an homage, or it's not an homage, but it's because it's all part of the thing, but it's a love letter to all the previous MCU films that have come before it. And you're like, oh, this is the final film in the chapter, or in the, you know, traditionally the trilogy, but like, you know, we're like 400 films in, but like, you're like, okay, this is an endpoint. We have an endpoint right here. And it was brilliant how all the different callbacks and what they did and how they incorporated, you know, the good and the bad of the Marvel Cinematic Universe in this middle ground here. And what do we got? Flabbergasted at the writing and just the different concepts and how one of the Achilles heels of the MCU films is all the humor, but like, this film is serious and the humor just feels right. Where it's like, hey, the tension is high. This is a piece of humor to break the tension between friends, because the Avengers are friends. This is a family. And I didn't feel like it was crazy, you know, and you could see some of the punchlines coming, but you're like, okay, this is how the conversation would go, because we're 2007, 29, we're 12 years into this. Like, these are the conversations that would be had once you have a family built together over 12 years. And there are a few things that you, like I said, you could see them coming, but you're like, oh, this is coming and it's going to be great. So the middle part is great to kind of reflect on where they've been and how far they've gone. But I also thought that part of the film was kind of a little bit clunky, because it introduces a new thing into the universe that just complicates the universe a lot. But again, it's a comic book. This is a comic book film, and they did everything that a comic book would do in a comic book film. So I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it, because now, like, I'm shocked, staggered, startled, stunned, stupefied. That's a good one. I'm touched. I was touched. So this middle part is really good. And again, like I said, it takes everything that's happened in the previous films, incorporates it, and you're like, oh, this is a culmination. It just makes sense, kind of thing, sort of. But then the final part, this is the big shindig, the big hoo-ha, the big brouhaha that happens. Oh, and let's rewind. Everything that I thought in my head that would happen in this film didn't happen. Like, all my little, like, oh, this is how the plot should go. This is how things should go. This is how the world should go. This is how blah, 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 blah. All the, like, little spoilers here and there. No, I was all wrong. This film is completely took me in to something original that I wasn't thinking of. And this is usually what I do. This is what I'm good at. I'm good at kind of like plotting out how things go. And they came in and were like, nope, this is what we're doing. We're going crazy town. And it was good crazy town. So now we get to the brouhaha, the finales. And when you put epic together, and you start with the Avengers and you expand it on to everyone else. And then but then you revisit that core at the end, because this is the final film for the Avengers, or whatever they're calling it, thing. Like, it's so weird how the film went crazy and goes crazy and there's craziness going on. But then the Russo brothers slow it down, and then you're just walking. And you're just sitting there and you're talking and you're like, the most epic shit is going on right now. And I'm going to flip to my thesaurus and we're going to go to epic and see what other great words they have for me. A, B, C, D, E. You know, I have a kid, so we have to count everything. We have to actually say the letters now and we'll go there. But this is a brilliant time where they just slow things down right before the shit hits the fan. Actually, I think the shit hit the fan. Epic. Legend. That's a good word. Because this is legendary. What they did is legendary. Saga is another good word, because this was a saga. This was a good saga. Envy is up there too. I'm going through it. I'm like, yes, I'm very envious of what the Marvel Cinematic Universe is doing. Because it is just gorgeous. Again, this is just me kind of like chatting with you guys about going to see Iron Man for the first time and then just being blown away by that, and then seeing Guardians of the Galaxy and being blown away by that, and then Infinity War, and I'm like, oh my god, those were the big three markers for me. And then you have this and I'm like, yeah, you guys did it to me. But the third part of the film is where a lot of the goosebumps happen to me. Like, this is where all the artists, everybody who's ever drawn a comic book, is going to go apeshit, because there's so much stuff that goes on and so many characters all over the place where you're just like, oh my god, this is brilliant. I'm gonna keep going back to brilliant. It's a good word. But this is the part where everything comes together, and it's just an explosion of chaos in the most climactic way. And there's several slow shots where you're like, oh my god. And just the cinematography throughout this whole entire third act is oof, oof. that's not even a word, but like that's it's emotional. It's an emotional feeling. And then the third act happens and things happen. And it shakes me to my core. The film shakes me to my core. And then that's what makes me reflect about how far I've grown as a person. You think about 2007, Matt, you're 31 years old. Now I'm 42. Are we? Yeah, 42 if I'm doing the math right. I don't know. And I have three kids now. And cinema affects me 10 times differently now. Now that I have the first daughter, Alice, who's three. And now that I have my two other daughters, Honey and Tessa, who are one. Cinema affects me so much more. Even when I, you know, when emotionally, you know, once I got married to my wife, I was like, okay, I look at things differently. And you know, and then I had my daughter and I can't handle babies crying, on in a film or on television. If it's like in a negative way, like if that baby needs something, if that baby's hungry or that baby's scared, I was like, I got to help this kid. I mean, like, I got to reach through the screen or the TV and I have to help this kid because like it hits a note that I didn't know existed in my body where I'm just like, I have to, it makes me physically uncomfortable. This does not happen in Endgame, but there are other elements. I'm now about being a parent that happens in this film. That had me like blubbering and just full on like, I got to hold my shit together in front of, you know, the 100+ media members of the audience. And then like my, you know, coworkers of Sean Bowman and the editor in chief of Monkey Spider Robots, Anthony Composto and his fiance, Brooke. I was just like, I got to hold my shit together because it was bad. It was bad. I mean, the emotional spectrum in this film is just, oh man, it's there. Like this is just a classic. This is a classic comic book film, and it hasn't been released to the public. That's how good it is, and what's gonna happen? Like when I saw The Matrix, this raised the bar of what a film can be when it comes to action films and storytelling. And now you have Endgame. And you have the whole body of work of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, good and bad, and everything in between. Like, holy shit. Well done, Kevin Feige. I'm not really going to tell you much more about this film because I want you to go see it. And I want you to come back and tell me what you thought of it. So I might do like a very spoiler heavy conversation with you guys next week. After I see it a few more times, I might see it one or two more times. Definitely see it one more time. But I might see it a third time so I can just kind of like pen out like every note that I want to talk about with you guys and have like a real kind of solid conversation that you and I can have back and forth about what went down in this film because so much went down. So much character development and character just arcs just went everywhere. It was, I'm going to say brilliant one more time. And I would like to thank the whole entire cast and crew of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the, you know, Avengers Endgame for giving me an emotional roller coaster that I was not prepared for, that I thoroughly enjoyed, and I will fondly remember the rest of my life. So this is the Monkey Sweaty Robots podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Sardo, and it was a pleasure having a little confessional about Avengers Endgame with you. And I look forward to talking to you next week.